Welcome to an update on some great ways to put your work out there. One of the new season shows that's coming here to Oxford soon is Chariots of Fire, and this is interesting on so many levels. It tells the story of the 1924 Paris Olympics, and it was revived extensively in 2012 during London's opportunity to host the Games here. So this will be the first tour outside London of the show, and it's being presented by Oxford Theatre Guild, directed by Simon Tavener, who has done quite a lot of work at Oxford already. And the Oxford Playhouse did do a snippet of this show to sort of preview it so we could have a look. The set will be exciting. It's got a revolving stage plus ramps coming down from the stage into the auditorium. This will allow a lot of the movement to be performed whilst the audience are being part of the crowd scene, because there will actually be opportunities for audience members to sit on stage and to be part of the action. And this is a device I saw done really well in London for Jesus Christ Superstar. So this idea of bringing people closer to your work is really inspiring, and it's a way that you can look into your own work to see how people can actually experience you a little bit closer and let them get to know your work in a much more personal, intimate, resounding and long-lasting way. And the story of Chariots of Fire is quite poignant because one of the runners actually did study at Oxford. It's interesting how to make a really sharp story, very often the truth is slightly represented in a slightly alternative way. In the film and in the play, both characters studied at Cambridge, and the one did the Trinity Dash, went right around the Great Court Run, the whole of the quadrangle, before the clocks stopped chiming. So that was how the runner was discovered, had to have excellence, and then two friends were sent to run in the Paris Olympic. But the whole real ethos behind this play is that because one of the heats was on a Sunday, and Eric Liddell, who was born to Scottish religious parents, was all set to go to the China Ministries after his degree in Cambridge, and so refused to run on a Sunday because of his faith. And there was huge pressure, even from the Prince of Wales, for him to run. But he stuck out, and I think this again is really inspiring. You're developing a slightly controversial idea in your work, just how much attention and support you can be given when you stand up for whatever that is, your stance. And Eric Liddell got a letter in the film and in the play from an American runner supporting him in this stance, and in reality there was a lot of support from the British runners towards Eric Liddell. In the end, he decided he would run for the 400 metres, but it wasn't expected he would do well, and he did. So there's a real magic there in what the payoff was for him in standing up for his principles. So whether you're a runner or not, it's an amazing story of conviction and of belief and of triumph over adversity. And I think there are three things that if you're a creative person, you really could do with in buckets. So however you're working through your art at the moment, and if you do come across obstacles, I think the key thing is to look at how you can divide them out into chunks. In directing the show, I know there's been a lot of specialists brought on board to provide movement tips and also to create the fitness that's required of the artists. So it's fine to delegate out things that are perhaps not your speciality. But also, when you come up against the obstacles, just look at how it can be expanded to bring the audience closer to your work. So I'm really looking forward to this at the Oxford Playhouse in May. And whatever work is coming near you, whether it's in the theatre or in the art world, I hope that whatever you're going to see this weekend inspires you. And I look forward to hearing more about your art in the weeks to come. Do keep me posted. Follow if you've enjoyed. Please do subscribe. And here's to you.